Phone Boy Speaks, episode 588, Almost Legally Unlocked.
Circumvention of a technological measure that restricts wireless telephone handsets or other wireless devices from connecting to a wireless telecommunications network may be initiated by the owner of any such handset or other device by another person at the direction of the owner or by the provider of a commercial mobile radio service or a commercial mobile data service at the direction of such owner or other person solely in order to enable such owner or a family member of such owner to connect to a wireless telecommunications network when such connection is authorized by the operator of such network. I'm reading from Senate Bill 517 from the 113th Congress, blah, blah, blah. And this is the act that when President Obama signs it, which he has said he will do, based on the email I just got from whitehouse.gov saying that he applauded this and everything. But this is the bill that will, when signed, will make it legal for citizens of the United States of America to unlock their mobile devices. It is currently not legal. There has been, the FCC has pushed the U.S. carriers to essentially, provide this service, voluntarily. Well, now it's going to be the law of the land, at least as soon as this is signed. But I read this, and this is what gets me about this particular thing, and it's the phrase when such connection is also authorized by the operator of such network. We could easily come into a situation where a operator decides that, oh, I'm not going to allow that device to come into the network because it wasn't one of mine. This is what Verizon does already. So, for example, if I buy an unlocked iPhone from Apple, which has all of the radio frequencies same radio frequencies and the same CDMA radio that one I would buy from Verizon, they're physically the same hardware. The only difference is, which operator is it, authorized to. Verizon can just say, sorry, I'm not going to allow that. So even if I'm able to unlock the device, a provider could easily say, well, sorry, that's not one of my devices. I'm not going to let you connect. And this is, say, Verizon has done this all the time, since day one. Sprint has kind of done the same thing. There's nothing in this law that says a provider can't, the providers can't say, fine, you can unlock the phone, but we don't have to allow them on. I mean, maybe I'm misreading this law and this is, and I'm looking for, the out. What would be really cool though is if I could take my AT&T iPhone to T-Mobile and T-Mobile could unlock it, right? Because now it's legal, right? I mean, or it will be legal. And so now we get in the situation of, who cares if my phone is locked? I can now pay somebody, legally to unlock it. And then there was some concern, I think, with some version of this bill where, yeah, it was legal for a consumer to unlock their device, but it wasn't necessarily legal for the companies that actually do the unlocking. It was unclear whether that would be legal. And there was some, they had some bulk unlocking exemption in the rule. And they finally took it out. And so this is, again, as a consumer, I like this, and this is the way it should be. It's the way it should have always been. But unfortunately, until I can go buy an unlocked iPhone and take it to any carrier in the U.S. and actually have it work, I don't have to buy the Verizon version of the iPhone or whatever, right? We can buy a handset and not have to worry about what carrier it's on. We can do that, and that will make make it easy, right? And now it's not if I want to buy a handset X, I have to use provider Y. I mean, somebody emailed me, somebody in Gig Harbor emailed me and asked me if I could take an iPhone and use it on Page Plus Cellular, which is an MVNO of Verizon Wireless. Well, they don't sell the iPhone, and they could easily, Verizon or even Apple could easily say, sorry, you don't really get to use it. And so, really, for me, it's not just about unlocking the handset. It's being able to use the handset I want on the network or the service I want. That, unfortunately, this bill doesn't solve that problem. It's almost, part of it is technological, but part of it is just the way these providers work. And that's what really needs to change. We need to decouple the phone from the service. And, you know, part of that is solved by the handset maker, and part of it is solved by the providers, either through, you know, either deciding that this is the way they're going to be, or perhaps making it compulsory in the law that this is the way it should be. This is the way it's, you know, this will, I think, do more to, you know, shake up the you know, the providers than anything else, because then really consumers can choose. And right now, you can't really choose, and this is what needs to change.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.